We're just launching our plans for the 31st annual golf tournament. It will be held at Saugeen Golf Club again this year on June the 1st. We're going back to early June, which was our pre-COVID traditional timeline. I'm really glad that we can do that again this year. This is the 31st. We've had great support from the community in the first 30 tournaments. We've raised almost $600,000 over that time, all funds channeled to Crime Stoppers Grey Bruce to support them and the great work that they do. So we're really pleased to be able to host again this year.
Joe, why have you had such success? Because, you know, you get to other golf tournaments and you've seen them come in and go. Why have you been so successful with your particular one or this particular one?
I think, you know, this was sort of a tournament that was, I'll say, a trailblazing kind of tournament back when it was started by co-founders Vern Ingles and Evan Hayter. And it was intended to be a premier event, just an overall great experience for everyone that's participating in the tournament on that day. We've always had celebrities. Most of the years they've been NHL alumni. We're fortunate to have Paul McDermott and his family in the community being part of the NHL alumni. So we've taken a lot of pride in just making it a great experience. We've always been hosted by super golf courses, and I'm really glad to be back at Saugeen this year. And I think the fact that the money and the proceeds go towards Crime Stoppers is an indication that the community is generous and supportive when it comes to this organization.
Over the course of time, generally there's a check for 25, sometimes 30, I think it was 30,000 last year going to Crime Stoppers. Can you estimate or tell us the value of what that means to their program? I know you're with the golf tournament, but not necessarily with the Crime Stoppers organization.
Yeah, so we debrief each year with Drew Colty and his board members. And, you know, with their input, we understand that this is a very important source of revenue for them on an annual basis. And that's a motivation for us to continue to volunteer to organize the event and to host it so that we can continue to support Crime Stoppers.
Finally, Joe, everybody seemingly knows everybody because there's a lot of familiar faces at the Crime Stoppers Golf Tournament. But if there is a vacancy or if somebody wants to get their foursome into this event, which, again, is a marvelous fundraiser for a great organization in our region, how do they go about it?
So the registration material is going out this week to golfers and hole sponsors who have been with us in the recent past. You can contact me at 519-889-2866, or you can email csgbgolf@germaniamutual.com, and we would be pleased to provide you with the information to become a golfer, but also to consider becoming a hole sponsor, which is really, really important in the overall success of the event.
Joe, we're looking forward to June the 1st, and if I don't see you beforehand, we'll see you at Saugeen on the 1st of June.
Thanks, Fred, for all that you do for us as well. We appreciate it.